Hello there, my chromatic, cinematic, dramatic listeners. This is DJ Hoppa Honey. Welcome to the Skinny Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And oh my goodness, do we have a very, very special show for you today. I am joined in the studio with two very dashing guests. I'm going to turn their mics on, and I'd love for them to say hello and introduce themselves.
What up? This is DJ Jerome.
Hey, how's it going? Harrison here.
All right. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
It's Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Feeling right. But basically, I have these two lads in the stew simmering away with me because I'm interviewing them tonight about a little movie that they worked on together. Would you like to say the title of the movie?
It's very true. We just recently made a movie. It's called Idol.
Oh.
And you're in it.
I am. Yeah, that's
starring.
Kind of a cool thing that I'm doing, listeners, if you didn't think that I wasn't doing enough amazing content already. I'm going to start with two really quick questions before we get back to the songs that they chose. Actually, listeners, it is the only radio hour that I've done where I did not pick close to every single song. So I'm putting a lot of artistic trust in these people because I trust their artistic genius. Anyways, first question. Please describe what Idol is.
Idol is a movie about escapes and illusions, I would say.
Mm.
And the most prominent one I don't want to reveal quite yet, but you'll find out if you watch it.
Wow.
I have a question for all the listeners out there. Have you ever been driving in your car or driving in your friend's car and you kind of realize that you'd rather just be driving than actually get to the destination?
Mm.
I mean, if you think about that and you think about it really, really hard, what does that say about this so-called reality that we think we live in?
Wow.
It's heavy.
Potent. Second question. How did this movie come to be? What were each of your roles in making Idol happen?
Well, we're working on a bit of a longer project.
A long con.
So stay tuned for that. But we found out about this two-minute thing. And Eli was interested in rear projection, I believe, and that's where the movie began, as you see in a lot of older Hitchcock movies or whatever, where it looks like they're driving, but it's actually just a projector in the back. So that's kind of where we started, and then we were just thinking about what themes sort of relate to that.
Wow.
I mean, once again, if you go back to just driving in your car, right, and it seems like you're going somewhere, but maybe you're really not.
You could be
idle,
someone said.
And you know what? I mean, you can look around and you can, give values to different things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you can never really know what value anything has. We're just projecting meaning onto almost everything we see.
Wow.
This radio show, for example, mm-hmm. probably means nothing. And whoever's listening to it right now, I mean, I don't even know.
Do you just really love Plato's allegory of the cave?
Someone tried to explain it to me once.
I think it was me.
And I don't think I understand it still.
I think we were talking about it a few weeks ago when we were making the movie.
Okay. Well, that's nice. This movie director doesn't even know what Plato's allegory of the cave is. That's kind of embarrassing. Let's listen to some music.
That was the morning after. You were Jesus Christ, my Lord. I was the moneylender. the sensitive woman. I was the very Reverend Freud. You were the manual orgasm. I was the dirty little boy. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. Is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. You are Marlon Brando. I was Steve McQueen. You were KY Jelly. I was Vaseline. You were the father of modern medicine. I was Mr. Clean. You were the whore and the beast of Babylon. I was Ren Tim Tim. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost.
Hey!
don't.
Perfect.
Keep singing.
You wish.
Aw, that was kind of upsetting. Alrighty. Hi, listeners. I missed you. Did you miss me too? Well, it doesn't really matter if you miss me or not, because it's not going to be about me. It's going to be about the creators of the film Idol. And that's who we're interviewing tonight. I have some more questions. And I have a question directed directly at you, Harrison.
Oh boy.
I'm excited to hear this.
You squirming? You sweating a little bit?
A little.
So, this is the first short film script you've written. How is the experience?
It was interesting. It was actually the first, kind of the first script that I've ever written. Because of what we were talking about before, it's supposed to kind of take place in the 40s, so the dialogue was a little funny to write, but it was cool just kind of working with the format, trying to really be a little bit more concise and put yourself in the brains of these messed up characters.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah.
Was Eli a good mentor?
Yeah, he
I don't think I'd call myself that.
He is my mentor. Honestly, I really idolize him.
You're kind of like a stepson to me.
Thanks.
Wow.
This is awesome.
I mean, you'll never be like my real children, obviously, but there's like a special place in my heart for you for sure.
I'll take it. But yeah, it was great watching Eli work. He's a really great director. Mm. I see a big future for him.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
If I didn't get so much Botox, maybe I'd cry.
Hey, Zoe.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're one of my star actors. I was very impressed by your performance.
Thanks.
How do you think that, you know, making this movie was for you?
Oh, I love it when men ask me how it was for me.
Of course, after the fact.
After the fact, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I would say the experience is very positive. I think it was nice that it came together very quickly and there wasn't a lot of kind of waiting around time. I think it was done a lot on instinct.
I come to him with, you know, the ideas, but I just am not able to write like him. And so it was nice to have a co-creator, you know, from its conception.
Mm. Yeah. Very didactic comparison.
And besides that, I'd say a lot more time, thought, planning, and manpower really went into the production.
Wow.
You know, I had my friend who I just met shoot the movie on a camera that's better than previous cameras I've used. And I think it looks really good.
Wow.
I'm a little bit worried, and I'm sure my fans are too,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them, you know, that maybe I'm losing this, you know, this edge I used to have.
Yeah.
And I might be going soft, but we'll just have to see what happens, I guess. You can't help who you are.
Yeah, and as we all know, like, aesthetics are morality. So if yours are changing, what's happening?
Welcome, please, the Grateful Dead.
guess I've got you today. Don't fly away, 'cause I love what I love and I want it that way.
Interrupt to notify everyone that Eli, who is currently on air, is in fact a bachelor. If you are interested in winning the hand of this strapping young lad, I suggest you call in to 91.5 WMFO Metro Test Free Phone Radio. Thank you.
ghost crowd a young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roots and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic LA.
It's a very important time. It's about halfway through the hour. Face is getting a little sour. But no worries, we have a PSA for you to devour.
This is a public service announcement. Leeches can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating individuals, students, fathers, sons, mailmen. You can help the American society in Medford, Massachusetts. Be warned. Wait, one second. Volunteer with the leech prevention campaign and help us to reduce leech deaths and injuries. We can't do it without your help. Visit leechdefense.org to volunteer today.
Thank you so much for that very important message.
Powerful.
Moving, actually.
Thank you. I mean, yeah.
I mean, that is just what you do. You're a mover and you're a shaker. And a notorious heartbreaker. Please, ladies, call in.
Bachelor.
So I have another question.
Shoot.
Who are your creative inspirations, if any?
Ooh.
Do you think you make art as a response to what exists already? Or do you make art to fill a void you see in media?
That's a great question.
I know.
My current inspirations. My neighbor right here in Medford, Massachusetts is a...
What's your address?
10 Fairmount Street, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ladies.
Two doors down, he's an art collector, and he has the largest hubcap collection in all of Medford, Mass. In his backyard, he probably has 4,000 to 5,000 hubcaps. And his backyard is just stacked with them. You could not walk around if you tried.
Powerful.
And what happens is, when the sun is at just the right angle, it reflects off the hubcaps and comes in right into my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll just sit at the kitchen table and let this special hubcap light just go right in my eyeballs.
Wow.
And I think that that's the kind of like experiential art that really inspires me, and there's not many people doing it like him.
Wow. Yeah, I really like movies. I'd say that inspirations are probably we have a shared affection for Paul Thomas Anderson. He's a big one. But I also, who else? Jerry Garcia, in terms of improvising and thinking on the spot and creating something new. But I really liked your second question, and I think that it's always the former, which is that it's always in response to something. I don't really think there's much of a I don't know, maybe hubcaps are new, but when you're operating within a medium like movies or books or whatever, like, it's really impossible to completely separate yourself. It's more, what do I do with my influences and how do I make that my own and continue this like chain that's never ending? But I would never say this is completely new and creative. I mean, if you look at the movie, there's tons of influences, but I don't think that's a knock. I think that's kind of just the nature of art.
I mean, I'm not talking about originality. I think I'm talking about lack.
Okay, let's get into lack.
I don't think I make movies to fulfill a lack, you know, in other people's media.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the
the void that's in my own heart. And I need to create so that way I can sleep at night.
Yeah, we are subjects of lack. I do believe that. Yes. That's like fundamental to psychoanalysis, which is also a huge part of our movie making, to me at least. Mm-hmm. And given that we're constantly trying to fulfill that void, but the thing that you have to come to terms with is that you never will. Mm. That's very transient. At least, like, even the artistic experience gives you this sense of fulfillment, but then
it's kind of an illusion.
Yeah, we're already talking about the next thing.
So do you think that maybe my neighbor should stop collecting hubcaps? Or if maybe he one day got enough, he could be fulfilled?
No, I don't think he'll ever be fulfilled.
I think he there's just needs always a more. Couple more.
Like hubcaps. 3 to 5, and then he's good.
I mean, there's a number. I would say like closer to like 7 to 9.
I think literally thousands. But I feel like if he keeps going at this rate, he could do it.
It is possible. This is not in the list, but what's the greatest thing that each of you lack? One word only.
Transcendence.
Confidence.
Harrison, don't say that.
Well, I thought this was a time not where I could say I'm actually feeling.
You're not supposed to do that. The movie now.
God.
Oh, anyway, men, if you are listening to this, nothing. PSA, do not admit your weaknesses. Next question. What is something you learned in the process of writing/filming?
So much. A lot in the filming. I'd never interacted with a set. I also, lighting. That was really interesting. In terms of the writing, I don't know. You got anything on that?
I think that people have short attention spans, myself included. And I think that if you want somebody to watch your movie and get something out of it, it's a tough balance between how boring your movie is and this potential payoff that they're waiting for. Mm-hmm. Mm. And just something nice to know about. And also, you should think about that when you're watching a movie. Your time is so valuable. Is it really worth it to experience somebody else's thing? Mm. I think most of the time, yes.
Yeah, I would agree. I also think that some people use movies themselves as an escape from their own time, where you don't even want to be on your own time. You want to be on someone else's.
True.
I think that's a big part of it.
I feel like that answer leads us very, very suavementally into the next question.
Perfect.
Some people think that cinema is the art form that has the greatest capacity for truth, while others think that it has the greatest capacity for fantasy or falsehood. Which school of thought do you fall into?
A photograph is the truth, and cinema is the truth 24 times a second. Next question.
I feel like there can be...
That was a really good question for...
All right, Harrison, what do you got?
Yeah.
next to him, man.
Stand up next to a mountain.
Don't be there.
All right then, listeners. I have a few more questions for the both of you before I release you off these cosmic airwaves and back into this brick cold world.
Brick.
Cold. All right. I would love to know, what projects are on the way for each of you?
A big one.
I want to graduate from college. We're also working on a new movie.
Nice.
Should we reveal anything or no?
Yeah. To all the listeners out there, when you're walking around the streets of Somerville, okay, what I want you to do is look into every front yard and just think about this. Is there a statue of the Virgin Mary in the front yard, and is she surrounded by a bathtub?
Whoever can count the most and submit them wins. Unique ones.
Yeah, just send your responses to harrison.witt@tufts.edu.
Please. I love email notifications. They make me feel good about myself and my confidence.
Does it fill that void? Fill that lack?
It attempts to.
The emails?
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks. Here's another question. Any funny or charming anecdotes from the creative process?
No, it was so cold outside when we were filming, and all the cast and crew were just like really upset, and we tried everything. We bought pizza.
Fireball.
We made hot tea. We gave them booze, and no, they were just really upset that day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't funny or charming. It just happened.
No, the projector almost ruined Miles' car. Pretty yeah, just true. Pure negativity, I would say. But then it was fun on the second day.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
All right. How about you let our lovely listeners know how they can watch Idol or access any of your other creations?
Right.
YouTube.com next Tuesday? Thursday?
Yes. The YouTube account is Eli Butel. It will be published on December 9th. That's in like 10 days, something like that. I mean, you'll see it everywhere. It'll be hard to miss. I wouldn't worry about it.
Netflix.
You'll see it.
This morning, like, I'm finna make a million, finna make 20,000 at the pavilion. And they screaming for me, I dream for the feeling. Can you feel it? I just left from Gabriel's. Making music on my way to Katie Goes. We be cooling like leftover place to go. And we heat up fellatio. X and O's, 1 hour euphoria. 3 hours of arguments. The next 4, I'm sure of my place in this world. What the fuck am I life? I did. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. And get money. The fuck was I put here for? What the fuck is my purpose? Brain is lurking, my mama mad I ain't working. I feel worthless, but when I'm on stage and working, I am perfect, I mess up in perfect stride. It's alright, just as long as you feel the vibe, I don't know how you feel inside. But to me, when you running high, that's music suicide.
side, I never feel crucified. Not gonna lie, but I resurrected in time. I'm not Christ, but I fear him like mama. And grandma get drunk like my uncles. It's Miller time, never not. I roll up to ease my mind. It's my sedative, get me through sleepless nights. Got them headies, they headed to riches and notoriety. Still music, my medicine, but the adrenaline. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. That shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. Dip be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. Dip be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. And get money. Then came through, paid dues. Just imagine 10 steps in my shoes. Riding around Hampton in the news. Broke nigga looking hard for a clue. I ain't got dope, I got dope, dope, dope flow. Sitting on his talent is an oh-no. Lean back, sipping on, acting, feeling slow-mo. Speed like, give me more time, I can flow-mo. Believe that. No, 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 I don't care what you think, cause I believe in me, I'ma own my goals. Write it down on this sheet, watch it all come to me. Nigga, restless day, sleepless nights. With my computer, headphones, and mic. It's gon' pay off when the time is right. And guess what? It feels like the time is right. I feel like dynamite. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. And get money. This be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. Shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. Dip be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. Dip be that shit that make a nigga get off his ass and get money. 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 And get money.
Nothing more illegal. always fading out, 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 out.
Well, I say this with the deepest amount of sorrow in my heart, with a single tear in my eye, and a slowing of my heart in my chest. But our hour, dear listeners, is about to come to a close. Thank you for coming on this journey with me, riding these cosmic airwaves, and listening to the brilliance, the mysticism, and the earnestness of Eli and Harrison, directors of Idol, out on December 9th. Any last words?
One love.
Thanks.
All right. And that is the show. This is DJ Hapa Honey on the Skinny Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform
Radio.
I'm swimming big, little line made a video. I hope that you're good, but still miss me a little though. 10, 20, 30, 40, I know it's the same old story. 10, 20, 30, 40, tell me that you still love. I'm staying in, sounded fine. Still don't wanna go. I just do my thing. Yeah, I know you already know. Girl, I'm gonna make you proud. I won't show my face. Everything is spinning now. Did you get home safely?
Giving it up, lying around, staying inside, taking me down to make you proud. Still miss that a little though.